This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Here at the start of shopping season, Colorado shoppers are expected to return to stores in person this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Real estate services firm CBRE says Denver malls like Park Meadows and Cherry Creek are going to see a rebound this year, following a slowdown during the pandemic as people avoided in-person shopping. In a new report, CBRE says total holiday sales in the U.S. are expected to rise more than 10% this year, with in-store sales rising 8%. A lot of people still plan to shop online, though. Internet sales are forecast to account for 20% of holiday sales, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado has one of the highest rates of workers quitting their jobs. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that may be a good thing for the workers.
Because they're probably quitting jobs to take better jobs with more money and benefits. That's the theory among economists, anyway. Colorado is ninth in the nation in the rate of workers quitting their jobs, according to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's 94,000 workers who left their jobs in August in Colorado. It's arguably never been a better time to look for work. Job openings are at their highest level since record-keeping began, especially in the tourism sector, which is a large industry here. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Colorado's two native tribes have joined a formal request for more involvement when it comes to decisions related to the Colorado River. Daryl V. Hill is a member of the Jicarilla Apache Nation and co-director of the Water and Tribes Initiative. He says there needs to be a legal change to allow for more tribal inclusion in those decisions.
Anything that goes on right now in terms of commitments, promises, whatever you want to call it, is kind of meaningless because it's not backed up by the existing law and policy.
Leaders of 20 tribes in the Colorado River Basin have signed a letter sent to Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. Across Colorado, it's a sunny Friday and a sunny weekend ahead. Highs in the 60s along the Front Range, 50s around Grand Junction. This is CPR News.